Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Joe Orsilac. Batting second. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting seventh. The DH, Jim Traber. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Craig Worthington. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jeff Ballard. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Salazar. Batting third. The left fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ray Knight. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Wallowinder. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsilac hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wallowinder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson bunts towards the right side of the infield. Wallowinder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Anderson moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wallowinder fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pettis hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Anderson who is chasing the ball. Pettis reaches third base with a triple. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Salazar is hit by the pitch. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Pettis scores. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sheets hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1. Tigers, 1. Terry Kennedy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knight scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. One out. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Traber hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Worthington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Herndon strikes out. 1 out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball for an out. 2 outs. Jim Wallewander is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wallewander hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Worthington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Orsalak is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsalak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pettis. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Orsalak goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Orioles. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Orioles. Paul Gibson now pitching. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sheets strikes out. 2 outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Traber batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Traber is 0 for 1 in the game. Traber hits a pop-up towards first. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pettis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Pettis hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Pettis reaches second base with a double. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ballard fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pettis scores. It's 5-2, Orioles. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy now playing right field. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Worthington is 0 for 1 in the game. Worthington strikes out. 1 out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken is hit by the pitch. Joe Orsolak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Orsolak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Orsolak hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Anderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Orsolak moves to second. It's 6-2, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar fields it and throws to second for the out. Orsolak moves to third. 2 outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Orioles. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Sheet settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Anderson who is chasing the ball. Brookins reaches third base with a triple. Jim Wallowander is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wallowander is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallowander hits a line drive into left field. Orsolak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brookins tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-4, Orioles. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pettis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sheets hits a fly ball into right field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Traber is 0-for-2 in the game. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Salazar hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Murphy hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Orioles, 6. Tigers, 6. Jay Tibbs now pitching. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Ray Knight. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bergman hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Worthington is 0-for-2 in the game. Worthington strikes out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Orsulak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Orsulak is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Orsulak hits a fly ball into right field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Sheet settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wallowander is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wallowander is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wallowander hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Orsulak. Wallowander reaches second base with a double. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pettis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Pettis takes first base on ball 4. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wallowander moves to third. Pettis moves to second. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Salazar is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Salazar hits a fly ball into left field. Orsulak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Thurmond now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn strikes out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bergman hits a fly ball into left field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Traber is 0 for 3 in the game. Traber takes first base on ball 4. Craig Worthington batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Worthington is 0 for 3 in the game. Worthington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynn. Worthington reaches second base with a double. Traber moves to third. Mike Henman now pitching. Pete Stanisek pinch hits for Billy Ripken. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Stanisek hits a fly ball into left field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Stanisek now playing second base. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Brookins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wallewander is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Wallewander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wallewander takes first base on ball 4. Brookins moves to second. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pettis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Orsalak is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Orsalak strikes out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Anderson is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Anderson hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Murphy chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Salazar. Salazar fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Salazar. Anderson moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Ripken is walked intentionally. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman throws to second for one, and Salazar throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Anderson scores. Murray moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-6, Orioles. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Hernandez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Orsolac now playing right field. Ken Gerhardt now playing left field. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Salazar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 7. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.